producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3756. And I have to tell you guys something that I just figured out. And I've been doing this program since God's dog was a puppy. I mean, just really forever. And I was talking with Shane, and Manny is being trained this morning. So we've got two guys, and we were talking about the program and just sort of getting things all organized. And I realized just as soon as the theme music starts playing, that I have to clear my throat. Right?
Perfect song.
I've been doing this forever, right? And it occurs to me that I'm perfectly fine. You know, my throat's perfectly fine. Until the music starts, and then I have exactly the same response that all of you guys do. How many times has a listener, I say, hi, you're on the air, and they go, right? Yeah. Or they clear their throat, they sneeze or something. It's clearly an adrenaline, you know, an adrenaline-triggered response. I mean, I've learned when I give a speech, as I said, that I always have I either have water on the podium or I have a thing of water, either a glass or a bottle in my hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Because no matter how calm I am, which I'm not all that, I mean, I'm usually calm about doing my program. I've told this story before. When I first started, Carol Channing was one of my early guests. And she said something. She said, oh, you seem so calm or something. I said, yeah, well, I throw up before the program every day. And she said, my dear, you have to stop doing that or you have to stop doing the program. And I thought, you know, she's absolutely right. You can't, you know, that's pretty hard on your esophagus and your stomach. And so I don't get nervous per se before the program. But when that theme music starts, even after all this time, my throat goes, okay, you're now, you know, you're now going to do something you can't do on a live mic.
Yeah.
So I'm very sympathetic with you guys when you call and you cough and you say you're nervous and you never hear me sort of poo-poo you because I know that's what happens. So 855-99-37569. All right, so I have a couple stories to tell you today. First of all, today is National Kindness Day, which we already figured out inadvertently yesterday. We did kindness yesterday, right?
Yeah, we did. We were we're a day ahead.
Did you even know there was National Kindness Day today?
I didn't. No,
I didn't either. But we did it. So listen, we're ahead of the curve. Let's tell you.
Are we ever not? Right.
I mean, come on. I mean, everybody else is. There actually are a couple of shows that listen to me, and then they'll do the topic the next day.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, really, you can kind of track it, which I've always viewed as, I guess, flattering. They don't exactly give me credit, but I don't care. All right, so let's tell you about Rosetta, because you're all interested in that, in Philae. It bounced, so they're now saying that they're getting credit for two landings on a comet, because the first one, it bounced.
Wow.
What does that
mean exactly? What is?
Well, because they... All right, so Rosetta is the major thing, and Philae is the little, you know, little probe that goes down, and it has harpoons on it. And the harpoons are supposed to dig into the soil, which is kind of greeny, I guess, dry. And they've got solar panels on this thing because it can go for like 64 or 65 hours, but it recharges with the solar panels. Well, the first landing, I understand. I mean, this is an enormously complicated thing to do. And while, you know, I mean, and it's gone a long way. And so it kind of did what your airplane does when it's a little bit windy or something and bounced.
Sure.
Okay, well, it bounced. And so it had, so two things happened. First of all, it did bounce, which was, it was a much rougher landing than they expected. And second, the harpoons did not deploy. So, and the harpoons are, first of all, the harpoons are supposed to have several different functions. One is to stabilize the thing, and another is as probes to figure out what the soil is. And they didn't deploy, so they redeployed them. So they actually have sent back pictures. And the latest problem, for those of you who think science is easy, is it's now I think there are three. They're either three or four legs. I can't remember which. And all but one of the, I think there are three. I think it's a tripod, which is more stable. Is that true? Anyway, it's either three or four harpoons, and either three of them have stuck and one of them is sticking out in space, which means it's not doing any good. Or two of them are stuck, and the other one, they've got one that's kind of rattling around. And the question is, does that mean that they're going to get all the information they want? And, sure, and they may be able to redeploy it, because they already did it once. But it has sent back some pictures, because that was everybody's concern yesterday. Is they landed, but the radio transmission wasn't working at all, which apparently has been an ongoing problem with these flights. But they got the radio working, and so they have now sent back pictures. But the probe, the Philae, is in the shadow of a cliff, so they're not sure. First of all, how much they're going to be able to see. Second of all, whether or not the solar panels can be charged because it's in shadow. And third of all, whether or not they can redeploy it. But it is still. I'm fascinated by it, and my guess is that a gazillion people. It's going to be the number one sort of hit on. On the internet,
yeah.
And they're having a conference tomorrow morning, earlier, talking about it. And part of it is just sort of dealing with the personalities involved, because they were so jubilant, and then they were so concerned. And if you ever, let me just tell you this, as your friend and neighborhood psychologist, if you ever get a chance to go to Space Launch, go. It's one of those experiences. I mean, I went right after Challenger, which was I was working for one of the networks, and they sent me down there. And I worked on the space program, and I did a lot of interviews around Challenger because I'd worked on the space program. So I knew what the capsule looked like, and it was not... I was actually in the air when Challenger blew, actually over Florida. So it was one of those things that was... I don't know. If I didn't know me better, I think I was Typhoid Annie. That stuff happens around me. At any rate, so I was down there for the first launch after, and the command center is relatively far away. It's about a half a mile away. You can feel literally when that rocket lifts off, you feel it in your chest. It literally pushes you back. And I was, I'm a broadcaster. I was in tears. I mean, it was just, so if you ever get a chance to go, go. Hopefully you won't have to broadcast. But it's one of those experiences truly of a lifetime. You should go. But I have more to tell you. But Rosetta seems to be doing fine. Philae is kind of, they're working with it. My guess is that in the next couple of days they'll figure out better ways to get information. There's also sounds of the universe. That they're making, that they broadcast the sounds that this comet makes, which is kind of like ping, ping, ping. All those sounds like in the Twilight Zone tend to be fairly accurate.
Or like on Star Trek or whatever.
Yeah. They somehow figured out that they guessed, but they guessed more or less right. All right, I'll tell you more. Remind me, I have a ponytail story to tell you, but we're going to talk to Christy first. Christy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome. How might I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Christy.
I'm calling about my 7-year-old daughter.
Okay.
She has tons of anxiety, and this is brand new for her and for me. She is the youngest of three. I have a 14-year-old son, an 11-year-old daughter, and she's my youngest.
Okay.
And 6 months ago, I would have described her as fearless, cheerful, life of the party, easy to make friends, and since school has started, she is racked with anxiety. She's afraid she's going to die. She tells me her breathing is funny at school.
Mm-hmm.
She needs constant reassurance.
Mm-hmm.
And my question for you is, do I play along with it, or does that make it worse?
Okay,
or
good questions.
Do I
is this her first year at school or not?
No, she's in first grade this year. She turned 7 in the early fall, so I wait. She started kindergarten at 6 and now 7 in first grade. She had a wonderful kindergarten year, a wonderful teacher last year. She is not connecting with her teacher this year.
Yeah. Was it full day or half day for kindergarten?
It was full day.
Okay. Has anything else happened? Did anything happen over the summer that was unusual?
I know you would ask me that. The only thing I can think of, this is the first year that my middle daughter is not with her in elementary school.
Okay, fine.
I'm so worried about my middle daughter going to middle school, and she has become so self-assured. So confident.
All right, Kato, let me put you on hold, and we'll come back and deal with your 7-year-old, and I'll help you through it, I promise. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Christy, who's got three kids. Her youngest is 7, who is outgoing and charming and is all of a sudden having anxiety attacks. And Chrissy's question is, what do I do about them? And I'm saying, well, look, let's figure out where they're coming from, which seems to be pretty straightforward. Even though she was in school last year, was the kindergarten the same place that your middle daughter was?
Correct. Last year, they were all together. They were together at the same elementary school.
Right.
This year, my youngest stayed. My middle daughter went on to middle school, so she's alone in elementary school for the first time.
All right. So she's what we're talking about here. If this had happened last year, it probably would have been more obvious to you. We're really talking about classic separation anxiety, and as you can imagine, it is probably more common with babies in the family, just because they are in the cocoon. I mean, they have so many other people to make the cocoon nice and safe. They've got not only parents, but they've got older sibs. And the reason I think it didn't happen last year is for two reasons, really. One, maybe even three. One is that Sissy was there, so it didn't feel like she was, you know, she was leaving you, but there was a family member there. And as you know, in families, that older sibs tend to serve as almost surrogate parents, that because they're always telling the kid what to do and whatever. So the good news about it is that she felt, you know, that she felt safe, number one. Number two, kindergarten, generally speaking, is much easier than first grade, so there's less stress attached to the experience itself. And third of all, it sounds like she liked her teacher better. So what you've got here is would have been more obvious as separation anxiety, as they said, had it occurred last year. But the reasons it didn't occur are pretty obvious, and the reason it did occur this year is for those three reasons in reverse. There's no family member there, so the sense of, you know, having to leave and being on your own. The first grade is harder than kindergarten, so there's more stress attached to the situation. Then third of all, she doesn't feel the same comfort with her teacher. Now, that third issue may be also affected by the first two, that she just may be less comfortable in the situation. And even if you like your doctor, if your doctor is just about to give you a shot, or you know, you've got the measles or something, you're not going to like your doctor very much. If you're uncomfortable, you're not necessarily going to feel as well disposed towards somebody if you were feeling better. So the question is, and I would explain this to her, because while kids, the youngest kids, are quite often less socially mature, they're not stupid at all. They've been studying everybody. So I would explain to her why last year was easier for her, and then what do we do about this year? Well, the first thing I would help her is with her breathing. And the nice thing about this for your kid is it will make her feel a bit empowered, that you can explain to her what I'm about to explain to you, or you can play a podcast if you like, that basically when she has that reaction where she feels her heart's beating too fast, or she feels like she's going to faint, or that she has to go to the bathroom and she's going to throw up, or like she says, her breathing is funny, she's hyperventilating. And the reason she's hyperventilating, which just means taking in too much air, is that she, like all the rest of us, like her brothers and sister, her brother and sister and her parents and all of us, have a fairly well-developed panic response. Because if we didn't, it's genetic, it's passed down. And if we didn't have it, anybody who didn't have it got eaten by saber-toothed tigers, or, you know, clunked in the head or whatever. So the idea is that our bodies are set up to be able to respond quickly. And the way we respond quickly is by large muscle movement. We either fight or we run. Large muscles need fuel. The fuel is oxygen. The oxygen comes by our breathing. So if we're trying, it's like making a car go fast. It needs the gasoline to be able to make the engine work and to make the wheels go around and go fast forward. So basically our bodies are more or less a machine at that moment. So she's absolutely right that her breathing is funny. So once she understands that, then she can help with her breathing. And you can, the classic way of dealing with it was a brown paper sack, which I never felt very comfortable with, because when you're having a hard time getting your breath, the idea of putting something over your nose and mouth doesn't feel very comfortable. But that's a possibility. And just a little lunch bag, you can show her how to inflate it like a megaphone, because when you inhale, you take in oxygen. When you exhale, you're blowing off carbon dioxide. And so if you're rebreathing into a bag, the oxygen carbon dioxide balance is changing, and so you're taking in slightly less oxygen without having to hold your breath or anything. My way of teaching it to both kids and adults is just you can kind of like, you if you think of your breath as kind of like a tide, you know, the ocean moving, that you inhale and then you hold and then you exhale and you hold. Actually, I used to say you would hold it, and what you really do is just pause, because you don't want to hold your breath. If you hold your breath, what she's going to do is gasp, and that's what everybody does, which means you've just offset it. You've just taken in too much oxygen again. But, and you can teach her to think about being all warm and with her teddy bear, or, I mean, you can give her some visuals to think about, so that calming, and the two of you can practice this. And so when she says, "I feel terrible," you can teach her these exercises, and then instead of either ignoring her or putting your arms around her, neither of which are exactly what you want, is you can say, "Okay, let's try our breathing together. Let's do some square breathing, or let's sing a song." Singing actually works very well, as because you also have to control your breath. Of let's do a round, or think about holding your teddy bear, I mean, and the two of you can work out some codes and some exercises to do together. And that way she'll feel more empowered. And it may be that for the next couple of weeks, she's going to need to take something to school that works for her. Maybe a picture of her teddy bear. Or maybe you can go and get a little key ring that's got, you know, a Cabbage Patch doll on it. Or whatever she thinks will work. Because magic is anything that we believe will work. But she's having, and it may be that either you or her dad, or maybe even her brother or sister, are prone to anxiety attacks. The good news about it, when it occurs this early, is that she can learn to control it. She can learn to use it as a beacon about when there's too much stress in her life, but not view it as I'm dying, or not view it as the enemy, or oh my goodness, it's happening again. But okay, I'm under a lot of stress. What can I do? And by learning square breathing, by learning visualization, by learning whatever works for her, she's going to feel more in control of her life, and she can teach it to other people.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. That sounds
okay.
Great.
All right, so
can I just ask one more quick little
absolutely.
Piece of that?
Absolutely. It doesn't even have to be quick.
Okay, when she's at home, for example, last night we were eating dinner and she saw a speck of something in her food, which I think was pepper. And she said, "Oh, I'm sure it's poison. I can't eat this. I'm going to die." And she refused to eat the rest of her dinner. At that moment, do I just ignore her and take away her plate?
No, I wouldn't take her plate away. I would just say, listen, this is what, you know, that I'm not going to serve you poison. You could ask her why she thinks it's poison, where she thinks it came from. I mean, she's exhibiting a certain amount of it's hard to know whether she's just being paranoid, whether she's feeling anxious. And again, when you're feeling anxious, nothing works for you, right? If you're feeling
right.
anxious, your house looks, you know, that your closet seems like it has scary things in it. So I wouldn't punish her for it. I'd just say, listen, there's nothing, you don't have to eat anything you don't want to eat, but there will be nothing till the next meal.
Okay,
and that's,
so I wonder if, you know, if she's doing it for attention.
Hard to know at this moment. She's having a hard time. It's a little hard. As I said, once the wheels fall off, everything looks scary. So I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold for just a minute. We'll come back because it sounds like there are a couple more unanswered questions. So I'll hold on to you for a minute. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with this Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am absolutely here to help. We're talking with Christy, who's encountered... Christy, let me just ask you, do you have anxiety attacks? Have you ever had an anxiety attack?
I have in the past. It's probably been 15 or 20 years since I've had an anxiety attack, but in my early 20s, I did, and since we've been talking about this in the house, my husband says he knows exactly how she's feeling. So
yeah.
I suspect that there's some there as well.
Well, you know,
and
it's really interesting. I mentioned a couple of years ago, I was talking with my parents about anxiety attack. And my parents were on each separate on phones, and both of them said they had anxiety attacks, and neither of them had ever, not only had they never told me, they'd never told each other.
That's interesting. So, it's a little secret.
Well, it's not only is it a secret, which is sort of its own issue, but it's just one of those things people tend not to talk about. So,
My last question for you is that our biggest issue at the moment is going to school. She has headaches. She has stomach aches. She fights me in the morning.
All right. So here's the deal. Got it. All right. Here's the deal. First of all, you're going to walk her. You're going to explain to her that both mommy and daddy have these, because that, believe it or not, will be a comfort. You're going to explain to her why they happen, which you and I just went through in great detail. You're going to explain to her how you're going to fix them, so she doesn't have them anymore. And my deal, first of all, understand that the most common complaint to pediatricians is combination of headache and stomach ache. It's how kids express their anxiety. It's how all kids express their anxiety. So my deal with my kid and what every parent, well, I try to convince every parent, if you're not bleeding or running a temperature, go to school.
Okay, and that's what we've done so far.
And it's to say, okay, that some days you're not going to feel your very best, but maybe even the family does some meditation before breakfast in the morning, which is a great way of sending her off into the world of, we just sit and we either, you can teach meditation, you can chant, you can listen to music, but that everybody has some quiet time before they eat breakfast, or I think probably before breakfast will work better than after breakfast, but that everybody just has a couple of minutes. Because if you think about what mornings are like in most households, that, you know, everybody's rushing, that you're trying to get people off to work and off to school and get your breakfast and get lunches made and get the school bus and, you know, the carpool. And so those are very stressful times, because kids already have more time than they want. It's adults that value our time. So slowing everything down in the morning, picking out her clothes the night before, having her do some visualization before she goes to sleep at night, maybe when getting up 15, everybody getting up 15 minutes early and going and drinking their milk or their orange juice on you know, and watching birds or something. I mean, anything that you can do to kind of give her a sense of calm. How does she go to school in the morning?
I drive her to school.
Okay, you may want to do that. Yeah, I would give her that as an option, but I think it probably doesn't make any sense, because that's going to make it harder for her. It just prolongs it. If she goes, I mean, if you do a carpool where somebody else picks her up in the morning and you pick up the kids in the afternoon.
Well, the bus comes practically to the end of our driveway, so she, often as we're pulling out, we're following the bus to school.
Why are we doing that?
Because in the beginning of the school year, she was refusing to go to school, and I kept prolonging it. Well, I'll drive you instead of riding the bus, and then I was getting out of the car with her, and that was making it worse. So now she'll just hop out.
Think about what you're really doing, though, is you're reinforcing negative behavior. You're saying, look, if you make a big enough fuss, then you get some FaceTime with me, which I don't think is really what you wanted to be doing.
Because I didn't know if I was making, I knew that particular instance, that was wrong, but in other cases, I didn't know which direction to be heading.
Let me just recap. Explain to her that both you and dad have it, so she doesn't feel like she's dying, and that this is just, you know, and you can explain to her about cavemen and saber-toothed tigers, because that's kind of a cool story. Then you can explain to her what, you know, why it happens, that we need to get oxygen in, because that's the fuel for our muscles, and then our heart has to beat fast to get it there, and we need to move blood away from areas that we don't care about, like our toes and our fingers and our lips, and even our head, so we can feel really kind of dizzy sometimes, or can make our stomach, so we can feel like we have a headache, or we can feel like we have to go to the bathroom, we're going to throw up, because we're not trying to digest our food at this point, we're trying to survive. That we can get cold and clammy, because when our muscles move fast, they generate a lot of heat. That we can get goosebumps, because that was a way of us looking bigger and stronger. And so once you know all the symptoms, which is, should be kind of interesting to her, then here's how we get rid of them, is that we can you know, we can breathe into a brown paper sack. You can try that. We can do square breathing where you inhale and then you pause and you exhale and then you pause. Or we can try thinking of happy thoughts, or we can try singing a song. You figure out, and we can practice each of those kinds of things. And in the morning, you get to take the school bus, and every day you take the school bus without a fuss, then you get a gold star, and then you can get, you know, you can pick the video, or don't make it exclusively food because you don't want to look like the Bank of America building anytime soon. But work with her on this and give her some choices. And then, but I think driving her to school because she has a hissy fit doesn't make any sense.
I agree.
All righty?
I agree. Okay.
All righty. Gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. 855-99 Dr. Joy. All right. So I'll tell you before we start another topic. So I was at this. I believe it or not, I had 5 events to go through yesterday. So I just kept running.
Wow, that's a busy day.
Yeah, it was, and that didn't count the program. So by the last one, someone said, "Are you coming down with something?" I said, "No, why?" And they said, "You sound really hoarse." I said, "Yeah, I've been talking all day. Yeah, no, and screaming, and people have parties. Apparently, the new maybe it's not. I don't think it is new. The criteria for a good party is that you can't hear anybody." So you're screaming, right? And I, you know, I can't do that. Anyway, so I was at this fundraiser, and one of the people that was trying to raise money was this really charming guy, and it turns out he had a ponytail, and I turned to the person sitting next to me. Yeah, you got it. And I said, because by now I'm getting a little tired, and when I get a little tired, I probably am a little less tactful. And as we know, tact is not my strong suit anyway. I mean, I'm not mean. I'm just don't sort of do the. I'm trying to make a point and make it clear. And so sometimes it's. Again, I'm polite, but I'm not very tactful. Because I'm trying to make a point, and I think tact, things can get lost in tact. And I don't want things to get lost. So I said, you know, if you really are trying to raise money with Wall Street dudes, the ponytail has to go.
Yes.
I said, it just says, it just screams hippie, and they're going to think, oh, well, he's probably just smoking pot anyway. So, you know, and so, sorry, fast forward. I asked a question, because I always ask questions of these things, like, where does the money actually go? And everybody else just sits there and nods, and I raise my hand and say, how do you disperse the funds? What do things cost? And So this man is coming up. I knew one person there, and they're introducing me. And then Mr. Ponytail comes up. And he says, I've been a fan for so long. I'm so honored to meet you. And I'm thinking, my karma is not good. And so the woman that I'm sitting next to that said, you know, I said, she said, tell him what you told me. Because I don't know that I wouldn't have said it, but I don't know that I would have.
Right, I hear you.
And I said, look, you're about to hate me, and I'm perfectly, because you've been so sweet. And so I said, the ponytail has to go. I said, it sort of labels you as, you know, an overage hippie, which, and when you're talking about getting serious sums of money from people, they want to know that you're responsible. They want to know that you're an accountant and you're probably emotionally constipated. You can't do that with a ponytail.
Right.
And I said, not to mention, it's so 80s and, you know, you're an attractive man. You dress well. You have lovely hair. The ponytail's got to go. To which point this man turned to this group. And said, that's why I love her. She just tells it right like it is.
There's no.
And I thought, somebody is watching out for me because I probably would have decked me. But
funny.
He was really nice. I said, look, what you can do is you can have an auction that there are websites. And I actually Googled on my phone that charitable haircuts. And
yes,
I said, you can have people bid.
My daughter does that, actually.
Yeah. Well, there's one that's called the Princess, which he's not going to be capable of. I mean, it's not that
sure,
much hair.
Sure.
Where you donate your hair for human wigs for kids who have cancer.
Yeah, that's exactly what my daughter
does. Yeah, and it's a great. But there are also ones that you can that are a little different than that. And you can donate. And I said, you know, put it on your Facebook. And his wife comes up and said, where do I send the check? I've been trying to convince him of that for years.
Nice.
So that was one of those, you know, there really are good deeds that no good deed goes unpunished. This was not necessarily a good deed, but I didn't get punished for it. So I thought, you know,
and
when he came up and said, it's such an honor to meet you. So I said, if he actually ended up doing this, that I would come and I would cut his hair off for him if he wanted. So, whack. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Absolutely, 855-993-7569. Myra, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Myra. What's on your mind?
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. I have one question. It's about my son. I don't know if he really needs more professional help. He's 8 years old, and sometimes he just say, Mom, I miss my grandma. She died 3 years ago. And I said, oh, maybe, you know, I try to explain him that she's in a better place. But sometimes I'm in the car, I drive in, he start crying. And this morning, he just woke up, he was crying. I say, what's wrong? Sam, I'm scared that you're going to die too. And when we went to the school, he started crying before he went inside the school. And it's just really depressing me because I don't know how to help him.
Okay. How many kids do you have, Myra?
I have 3 kids. My daughter is 15. The little one is 6. And the middle one is 8.
Okay. Now, you hear me talk about middle kids all the time, which is the basic rule of life, Myra, is all God's kids need attention, right? And if we can't get it for doing something positive, we're going to do it for something negative. And your 8-year-old has got a problem. He's got a problem in that he can't be as smart and as coordinated and as grown up as his big sister because he's much younger. For a while, he got to be the baby. But now... And I think his grandmother died 4 years ago, so that meant when his baby brother was about 2, and 2-year-olds are about 2 is when kids start walking and talking. So what happened, I think, to your son 4 years ago is I'm sure he loved his grandmother and he was close to his grandma, and maybe did grandma take care of him part of the time growing up?
Yes.
Okay.
More the grandma of my, you know, the mother of my husband, my mother-in-law. But in the afternoon, she helped me. Mama was the one if I had any meeting, so she was there.
Yeah. So she sort of served as a second mom. And at the same time that you got distracted a little bit because you had a new baby. So for your 8-year-old, the deal is... once I got to be the baby and crying got me everything I wanted, and now it doesn't work as well because I have this crummy baby brother who gets, you know, he gets to be the baby now. So what we do when we're stressed, if you're asking me, is it possible your son is feeling sad? I would say yes, probably. Is he good at school or not so good at school? Does he have an easy time or a hard time at school?
He had it before, but in kindergarten, but not anymore. He's doing excellent. He has good grades.
Good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you and Dad together?
My father?
No, your husband.
Oh, yes. Yes, we are. We are.
Okay, good. All right.
And usually he's the more close to me. The little one is, I am the one who takes him to school, and my husband takes the little one. So we're
all right. Let's switch that. Because
okay.
I think part of what's going on is that your son has. I mean, it may be that it sounds like he's doing well at school, which is good. And we need to figure out a reward for him for being grown up, because right now you're giving him a lot of attention whenever he starts crying and says, I miss his grandma. And what I would do is that he can have a picture of grandma in his bedroom. He can talk about grandma whenever he wants to. He can write letters to grandma. He can visit the grave if that's something that's possible. So I wouldn't discourage that in it, because it's really hard to tell whether he misses grandma, which he probably does. That was his kind of assistant mom at a very complicated time in his life when he got the baby role taken away from him. But you don't want to reinforce that notion that the way to get a lot of attention from mom is to cry, because you'll make him... That isn't how you want him to go forth into the world. So from now on, I think for at least the next couple months, you take the baby to school and let your husband take your 8-year-old to school. And when the 8-year-old is big and grown up and does wonderful things, he gets gold stars and you figure out what kind of reward he wants. Know what the reward is ahead of time. But I think for right now, it's a little unclear exactly what's you know, triggering this. But middle children, yeah, almost by definition, are always, they're disruptive because they can't get the attention, they don't get the cuddling that the baby gets, and they can't get the praise that the older child gets. So they're disruptive. And he's really good at disrupting things. And the first time he talked about grandma, it may have been that he legitimately was thinking about grandma and missing her. But then he figured, wow, that really worked. You know, that really gets to mom.
That's what my husband was saying. He was saying, I don't think that's the reason. It should be something else. And
well, it may or may not be. But the point is, we don't, you know, it's not helpful to say to a kid, you don't feel that way. It's just, okay, when you miss grandma, it's perfectly okay. Let's write her a letter. Let's talk about her. You can have her picture in your room. In other words, you can encourage him to think about grandma in a positive way, but not to get negative attention about it. So the issue is not, is he allowed to think about grandma? Because he is. The question is not, is he allowed to miss grandma? Because he is. The point is that he's not allowed to cry about grandma and get a whole lot of hugs from you, because that'll teach him that the way to get a whole lot of hugs from you is to say he feels sad about grandma. And he won't be able to tell the difference after a while.
Yeah,
okay?
That's right. I agree.
All right, so you, from starting next week, you get, and dad needs to make a big fuss about, you know, we men are going to go off to school together, and maybe they even stop and have breakfast together. So it makes it a special thing, not a punishment. And it may even be that, what, could a six-year-old not go on a bus or something to school?
He can go, and when he goes to the bus, he's fine. He's, like, more independent.
Yeah.
And the middle one is the one who say, I don't want to go to the bus. I want you to take me.
Well, tough. And Myra, of course he does. Well, Myra, where's he? Put on your big girl pants and say, nope, you're going to go to school. And when you go to school.
Today,
and
I was very firm, and I felt a little bit, you know, like, oh, my God, what did I say? You know what? You need to go. You need to go inside.
No, what you're going to say. What you're going to say. Yes, listen, when you take your brother, when you're the big boy brother, and you show your brother how to be a big boy on the school bus, then you get a gold star. And when you get 3 gold stars, then we're going to go to Toys R Us, and you get to pick out a present.
Okay, great.
Do not,
I will.
But Myra, honey, this is not your son. This is your son's mommy saying, I don't want the hassle in the morning. Okay, I know how to stop this. I'll just give him whatever he wants. But what you're teaching him is all he has to do is be whiny and cry and silly in the morning, and then you'll take care of him. And that isn't what you want to teach your son. What you want to teach your son is that he gets to be a role model for his younger brother, and when he's a big grown-up boy, then he gets to stay up later at night, or he gets to go and get a animal, you know, a toy that has guns with it, or God forbid, whatever. But the point is that he needs to be more self-reliant, not more manipulative. So listen to this podcast, you know, as soon as we're finished with this, because you got to put your big girl pants on, Sugar Plum, all right? And if not, then you're going to have to call me back, because we're going to have to talk about this more. This is just your son trying to see what works. It has to stop working. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I'm Dr. Bradley Keel, chiropractic physician in Blaine, Minnesota. At Corrective Care Chiropractic, we strive to restore and maintain health through natural methods. Chiropractic to optimize nervous system function, and nutrition to supply the body with the raw materials needed for healing. Call 763-755-0100 or on the web at ccchiro.com. We want to assist you in reaching your health and wellness goals. That's 763-755-0100 or cccchiro.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.